The title of the sermon today are those two questions that I asked you earlier. Can the church continue? Can the gospel endure? And it's based on our first lesson for today, which reads, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.'" From Revelation chapter 14. Today, as we celebrate Reformation Day, we look back on the bold work of Martin Luther and the Reformation. The Reformation wasn't just about fixing problems in the church. It was about answering these two essential questions. Can the church continue? Can the gospel endure? Now, these aren't just historical questions. They are relevant for us even today. We live in a world where the church faces new challenges, new pressures every day. According to the president's report from our fall pastors' conference, the conference I attended last week, this year is likely to have the least number of on-campus graduates in the modern history of our two synodical seminaries. Placement for seminary graduates for the 23-24 academic year included 55 from St. Louis and 38 from Fort Wayne. There were 172 requests for these candidates from all the LCMS districts. So that means that only 93 graduates were eligible to choose from, which means that almost half of the requests went unfilled. The number of vicarages assigned were 78 out of 131 applications from congregations across the LCMS. The Mid-South District alone has 14 of 129 congregations vacant, of which 8 are in a non-calling status, probably due to their size or their financial viability. That amounts to 12% of the congregations in the Mid-South not having a permanent pastor. The LCMS in general has about 5,900 congregations, with about 10% of those being vacant. Many pastors are looking for retirement. Doing a quick search on the internet and the LCMS website revealed that almost 50% of LCMS pastors are eligible to retire in the next 10 years. 50%. I suspect that that statistic may hold true across all denominations. So the question remains, can the church survive? The church has faced many trials throughout history, persecution, corruption, internal divisions. In Martin Luther's time, the church was in crisis. The gospel had been buried under human traditions and false teachings about how we are to be saved. People were being led to believe that they could buy their way into heaven through indulgences. The church seemed to have lost its way. Luther, like the angel in Revelation 14, pointed back to the eternal gospel. He proclaimed that the church could not stand on the human teachings or works that were being professed, but only on the foundation of God's word. Matthew 16:18 reminds us of Jesus' promise that on Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, on this rock, Christ will build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The rock is Christ, the eternal gospel. So then when we ask, can the church continue? The answer is yes, absolutely. But not because of anything that we can do. The church continues because it is built on Christ, in His unchanging gospel. Though the church has faced attacks and struggles, it has stood the test of time because it is God's church, not ours. Luther reminded the world of this truth. The church doesn't continue by its own strength. It continues because God sustains it through His word, through His sacraments. When we cling to Christ, the church remains strong, even in the face of pastor shortages, financial limitations, dwindling attendance, and any trial that the devil throws in our way. The second question is just as important. Can the gospel endure? Luther was living in a time when the gospel seemed almost forgotten. People were being told that they needed to earn their salvation, earn their way to heaven, which goes against the very core message of the Bible, that salvation is a gift of God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. In Revelation 14:6, the angel is proclaiming the eternal gospel. This is the same gospel that has been true since the beginning of time and will continue to be true until the end of time. It is the good news that God saves us, not because of our works, but because of His great love in Christ. Luther's three solas, through Scripture alone, through faith alone, through grace alone, were and are the foundational teachings which are preserved and are still preserved in true churches today. Luther's life and work answered the question of whether the gospel can endure with a resounding yes. The Reformation wasn't about creating a new gospel. It was about returning to the eternal gospel, the message of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Scripture alone. That gospel is as true today as it was in Luther's time. And it will be forever true because it is God's gospel, not ours. Isaiah 40, verse 8 reminds us, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. This is the promise. This is the assurance that we have. The gospel is eternal, unchanging, and unstoppable. In a Revelation passage, we see that the gospel is for everyone, every nation, tribe, language, and people. Luther's work helped make the gospel accessible to ordinary people. He translated the Bible into German so people could read God's word for themselves. As of 2024, the Bible is available, whole or in part, in over 3,700 different languages. The Reformation reminded the church that the gospel should not be locked behind the walls of tradition or limited to only one group of people. It is for all people, in all times, in all places. Today we face some of the same challenges, but also some different ones. But the gospel continues to spread throughout the world, just as Revelation 14 foretells, through missions, Bible translations, and the faithful proclamation of God's word. The gospel is going out to all nations, just as it did in Luther's time. So can the gospel endure? Yes, absolutely. The gospel is eternal because it's not dependent on our effort, human effort, but on God's grace. The church will continue as long as it remains anchored in this truth. This gives us confidence as we face challenges of our time. Just as God raised up Martin Luther to restore the truth of the gospel, He continues to work through His people today to restore and proclaim the good news. We may have our own worries about the future of the church, of our church, or the challenges of this time. But we know that the gospel will endure because it is God's truth, and His word never fails. So on this Reformation Day week, celebrate the church continues and the gospel endures. But we also need to remember that the work of proclaiming this gospel isn't finished. The angel in Revelation 14 continues to call us to fear God, to give Him glory, worship Him, and spread the good news. The Reformation wasn't a one-time event in history. It is an ongoing calling for all of us to return to the pure gospel, to live it out, to share it with others. The world still needs to hear God's truth. God has called us, like the angel in Revelation 14, to proclaim the good news to all people. The church will continue. The gospel will endure. Because it is God's church, and it is God's gospel. And just as Luther boldly proclaimed it in his time, we are called to do the same today. So let us hold fast to the eternal gospel. Let us share it boldly, trusting in God's promise that His word will endure forever. Amen.